My name is Laura DuBois, and I am the chef here for lunch. I work for Tahir.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been working here?
I have been working at Minnehaha in the kitchen. This is my 10th year. I've worked for Tahir for 5 years.
Okay.
So.
What does a typical day look like for you on the job?
Well, this year's been a little different, but so this year, my typical day is I go to South Campus about 5:30 or 6 a.m. and work on whatever lunch we're having here. So I'll cook there probably till 8 o'clock. Then I come here, help finish up all the fruits and veggie bar stuff and whatever sides that need to go with the meal and get everything organized. And then we serve lunch by 11. And then there's cleanup, paperwork. So yeah. I'm usually here till 4 most days. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
How have you adjusted to the change this year and not having a kitchen?
Well, again, like I said, we started the year having our commissary out in Plymouth do food for us, and that worked for a little bit, but not as well as we wanted it to. So, like I said, I go over to South Campus and cook there. So that's been a huge adjustment, and we've had to really pick and choose how we do the food because some things just aren't going to transport well. So if I can't cook it here, it has to be something that will, you know,
yeah,
move across town and be able mm-hmm. to be held for an hour or so
yeah.
while it's waiting. So a lot of the things the students really like, I can't do. So
yeah.
Maybe next year, though.
That's okay.
So, yeah.
What's hard about your job?
Well, physically, it's a very demanding job. There's a lot of lifting, a lot of moving, a lot of running, a lot of just physical stuff. I think, too, mentally, that my job requires what I always call a lot of juggling. I need to be able to see what's happening at the register. I need to be able to keep track of the fruit and veggie bar while I'm serving. I need to keep track of how many kids are in line and do I need to make more pasta and do I get over there and, or I tell somebody, or how many kids are in this, you know, so I do a lot of looking at everything from 40 feet above, and yet I'm right in the middle of it too. So that's a hard thing to do. Not many people can coordinate and keep track of everything, and I don't always do it
yeah.
great, but I try my best. So I think that's the hardest part. Mm-hmm. So,
where do you find meaning in your work?
And this sounds stupid, but in the kids, I find the kids to be just a blast. And I love interacting with them. When my kids were here, I knew the kids better than I do, you know, this year a little bit. But I feel like as I get further away from having kids here, I won't know them quite as well. But I still, you know, I love serving them, but I love listening to them and talking. And, you know, yeah, that's my favorite part, so.
Is there anything else that you want to add about your job?
I think it's a great job. It's not a job I would have chosen.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of fell into it and ended up really liking it and had a great mentor. So, you know, sometimes what you think you want to do isn't always what you end up doing. So, but yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.